Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chiste. Chagasan Students Union, National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, and the EPC contractor signed 6-point agreement on National Highway 29, 2-lane Kohima-Jessamy Road, Package 2 project. The agreement was signed following the expiry of a 14-day ultimatum served by the Chagasan Students Union CSU to NHIDCL on June 2 over the prolonged delay in the execution of the project. As per the agreement, emergency repair and restoration works will be carried out within 48 hours to make the road motorable. The pact further stipulates that proper maintenance of the road must be ensured throughout the contract period. To accelerate construction, all necessary machinery, plans and materials required for project execution are to be mobilized within 72 hours. The agreement additionally mandates the deployment of adequate manpower at the project site within 72 hours. One of the key provisions of the agreement sets a deadline of September 24, 2026 for completion of 100% of the physical works under the project. The Naga People's Front, NPF, has stated that the Indo-Naga issue does not belong to any individual, group or political party, but it is a historic issue built on the sacrifices and hopes of generations of Nagas. Clarifying on the statement made by the Working Committee, Naga National Political Groups on the recent Memorandum of Understanding on Oil Exploration, it stated that Assam-Nagaland boundary dispute has continued for decades and remains one of the most complex issues in the region. Along many parts of this disputed area lie valuable mineral and petroleum resources that have been contested for years. Assam had started exploration and drilling in some of these areas long before the present MOU, stating that this matter has been a matter of concern even before such an agreement was visualized. The NPF said it is wrong to assume that the issue of oil exploration came up only because of the recent MOU. It appeals to all stakeholders to uphold unity, mutual respect and collective responsibility that have guided the Naga political journey for generations. Union Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, launched the IAS E-Civil List 2026 in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Singh said that this digital platform has emerged as an important tool for administrative planning, talent identification, and the effective deployment of human resources. He emphasized that technology-enabled databases can help governments identify officers with the appropriate expertise and administrative experience to meet diverse developmental requirements. Dr. Singh said the transition from printed publications to digital platforms is in line with the vision of Digital India and reflects the government's broader efforts to modernize public administration. He added that digitalization enhances accessibility and efficiency while ensuring the optimal use of public resources. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions said that the IAS E-Civil List 2026 is the 71st edition of the Civil List and the 6th edition to be released as an e-book in PDF format. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has said that the Aadhaar app has crossed over 31 million downloads since it was launched in January this year. The ministry said that the growing adoption reflects people's confidence in the app for bringing services at their fingertips. Almost 4 million people have updated their mobile numbers using the app and around 850,000 people have used the app to update their address. The app also includes features like locking or unlocking in a single click, face verification for proof of presence, authentication history, and a QR-based editable contact card for easy sharing of contacts instead of physical visiting cards. And new and renewable energy minister Prahlad Joshi said that greater adoption of bioenergy is helping reduce dependence on imported LPG and other fossil fuels. He said it is also enhancing farmers' incomes and strengthening the country's energy security. The union minister said this while chairing a review meeting on the implementation of the National Bioenergy Program yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi said that the program has created the capacity to utilize 80 lakh tons of agricultural and biogenic waste annually. He added that the initiative has the potential to reduce LPG consumption by nearly 59 lakh kilograms every year. During the meeting, the union minister also directed officials to intensify efforts to promote bioenergy across the country. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.